The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mike Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Armchair Traveler. And for the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the New York Times and the News and Observer. Now, before we begin our journey on today's Armchair Traveler, please let me remind you that neither the North Carolina Reading Service nor I are endorsing any of the cruises, safaris, tours, or other travel itineraries that might be featured in the articles that we'll be reading. These are selected simply for your enjoyment and edification. Today on Armchair Traveler, we begin with a story about making beaches more accessible to the disabled. Now, there's a subhead to the article, and it states, wheelchairs and balloon-like tires are available at a growing number of U.S. beaches, giving disabled people and their families more options for fun in the sun. The article's headlined, "These wheels can handle sand and surf. Grab the sunscreen." It appeared in the June 7, 2023 issue of the New York Times, and the writer is Karen Angel. So let us begin. For Linda James, getting onto the beach is usually top of mind when she's planning a summer getaway with her daughter, Susie Osborne, 47, who uses a wheelchair because of a traumatic brain injury. But when the two stay at a friend's condo in Pompano Beach, Florida, they usually resign themselves to hanging out around the pool. During their visit in January, Miss James was thrilled to spy a beach wheelchair, a device with chunky, oversized tires that can roll over sand and uneven terrain that they could borrow from a beach equipment shack. "We have been going to this condo for years, but Susie had never been able to go to the beach, just the pool," said Miss James, 75, a retired college professor in Brownsville, Tennessee. "It's not much fun to go to the beach when one of your family members can't join you," she said. "With the chair, family time is just that." Beach wheelchairs are becoming more common at America's shorelines thanks to laws, government initiatives, and growing demand by disabled travelers. The wheelchairs available at many public beaches, either for rent or at no charge, have PVC or steel frames and balloon-like tires. A three-wheeled version with a reclined frame lets disabled beachgoers float in the surf. Most of the chairs need someone to push, but some models are motorized, offering more independence. Typically, visitors may borrow the chairs on a first-come, first-served basis at beaches or rental shops. Some beaches also accept reservations. For millions of people like Ms. James and Ms. Osborne, accessibility is central to vacation planning. About 2% of the U.S. population uses a manual wheelchair or a motorized mobility aid, according to the 2019 American Housing Survey by the U.S. Census. Disabled travelers account for $58.2 billion of the $1.2 trillion U.S. travel market. That's nearly 5%, and they travel about the same amount as people who don't have disabilities, MMGY Global, a tourism marketing company, said in a 2022 report. Not only is inclusivity the right thing to do from an ethical standpoint, it's also a huge business opportunity, said Chris Davidson, an executive vice president of MMYGY Travel Intelligence, the company's travel market research division. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires all state and local governments to give people with disabilities an equal opportunity to benefit from all of their programs, services, and activities. The ADA doesn't cover the provision of beach wheelchairs, but another law, the Architectural Barriers Act, applies to national parks and beaches, which must have an access route like a boardwalk or a mat. The ADA applies to all public beaches, said Jennifer Perry, an access specialist with the Northeast ADA Center, a government-funded organization that provides guidance on ADA compliance. They have a requirement to provide program access, but there is no clear roadmap to what it is. Now, Ryan Wilkinson, president of Marine Rescue Products in Middleton, Rhode Island, sells mats and wheelchairs to beaches around the country. "Most cities are making it a point to say we're ADA compatible," he said. "Even the local beach here has six wheelchairs." Founded in 1996 by Mike Deming and his wife Karen Deming after a car accident left her quadriplegic, Debug Mobility Products makes the stainless steel beach wheelchairs, including a three-wheeled floating model for $2,275 and a standard model with a fixed leg rest for $2,475. The standard model can be modified with options to tilt the seat, recline the back, and elevate the legs, as well as to add holders for a fishing pole, a drink, and an umbrella. It gives wheelchair users a sense of normality and freedom, said Ms. Deming, 61. There's nothing worse than getting to the end of the ramp and not being able to go any farther when all your friends and family are sitting around the beach. Some motorized beach wheelchair manufacturers rent their chairs directly to guests at hotels. Sandhelper, one such company, offers battery-operated four-wheel drive wheelchairs to people for about $500 a week in Florida and several other states, and at $30 an hour in Ocean City, Maryland. The company sells its chairs for around $12,000, a particularly hefty sum, considering that beach wheelchairs aren't covered by Medicaid or Medicare. There is also at least one manual model that can be prepared by the users, and that's the Hippocamp All-Terrain Beach Wheelchair, which retails for around $4,000 and is manufactured by Vipomat, based in France. Among the more economical options, WheelEase offers kits to convert a street wheelchair into a beach wheelchair. Options range from around $300 to $1,000, depending on the size and number of wheels. Finding beach accessibility information can be a challenge. The California Coastal Commission lists at least 114 locations in the state with beach wheelchairs, several of which, including Imperial Beach in San Diego County and Laguna Beach in Orange County, offer motorized chairs at no cost, but piecemeal listings by other governments and beaches require people to check destinations one by one. Some accessible travel writers are working to fill the information gap. Sylvia Longmire, 48, of Sanford, Florida, who has multiple sclerosis and uses a wheelchair, has compiled listings of dozens of Florida beaches that provide beach wheelchairs and mats on her accessible travel blog, Spin and Globe. "I went 8 years without going to the beach and thought it was unattainable for me forever," Ms. Longmire wrote on the blog. "This until I discovered two revolutionary inventions, the beach mat and beach wheelchair, that reopened the magic of my native Florida beaches to me again." Jennifer Allen, 39, an Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania mother whose son Jaden was diagnosed with spina bifida in 2017 and uses a wheelchair, lists more than 50 beaches that provide wheelchairs from New York to Florida on her website, Wonders Within Reach. "When we received our son's diagnosis, we had to find new ways to travel and get outdoors," Miss Allen said. "We weren't able to find a lot of resources to help us do that, especially with children. I decided to share as we travel and learn so that other parents can be inspired and enabled to get out and explore their kids and disabilities." On a trip to Buck Row Beach in Hamilton, Virginia, Ms. Allen was pleased to find a paved boardwalk and a surf wheelchair. "They all had all the things we needed, but we didn't know beforehand because they didn't have it available online," she said. Despite all the new measures and growing number of beaches with wheelchairs from Texas to New York to the Virgin Islands, some places remain an accessibility nightmare, Ms. Allen said, citing North Carolina. This summer, her family's planning a trip to the Outer Banks in that state, where she said there is less parking, fewer accessible access points, and fewer beach wheelchairs available on loan. The family will rent a beach wheelchair to be delivered at an oceanfront rental home, but she said there will still be a major obstacle. It sounds like we'll still have some work to do to get the chair up over those dunes. Well, that brings us to another article, and recently on Armchair Traveler, as you may recall, we featured some stories about train travel. Well, we found some more, including this one titled Five Stunning German Train Trips at Bargain Prices. This is written by Sally McCrane and appeared in the March 19, 2025 issue of the New York Times. In Germany, a country with one of the world's most extensive public transportation systems, traveling has gotten a whole lot simpler. That's thanks to the Deutschland Ticket, or Germany Ticket, a new type of almost all-inclusive travel pass. Priced at just 58 euros, or about $63, for a month of travel, it lets you crisscross the country using Germany's vast network of regional trains. You don't even need to organize tickets for your journeys. You can just show up at the train station and board. The faster, longer-distance trains, like the Intercity of Intercity Express, are not included in the pass. Once you've arrived at your destination, the Deutschland ticket lets you bypass the Byzantine local German transportation ticketing systems that can stymie even locals. Instead, no matter where you are, you can hop on any type of local public transportation, from buses to trams to underground systems, 19th-century steam locomotives and ferries. Well, since its introduction in 2023, the Deutschland ticket has sparked something of a post-pandemic renaissance in local travel. A raft of Deutschland ticket-themed travel books and websites have appeared as cardholders use the opportunity to explore corners of the country using climate-friendly transportation at a fixed price. "This ticket is an innovation," said Alistair Loda, professor of mobility policy at Technical University Munich. "It changes how we use public transportation," he said. "Especially beloved by retirees, families, and students, the Deutschland ticket is also a great for tourists. You can book your monthly pass from abroad using an app and just to be sure to cancel before it renews. Now, here are some of the most scenic trips you can take on this Deutschland ticket." So we're going through a list of trips right now. Stuttgart to Konstanz. And Regine Hue, the author of On the Road with the Deutschland Ticket Guide, loved all the early 40 trips she took to ride it. But if she had to pick one, it might be traveling from Stuttgart, home of the Mercedes-Benz Museum, to the beautiful medieval city of Konstanz on the shores of Lake Konstanz. After a ride along the stunning Clearblue Lake, you can stop in Konstanz to admire the alpine scenery that forms the city's backdrop, eat, drink, or go shopping. Or you can keep going by a bus to the wine town of Meersburg, to Friedrichshafen, home of the Zeppelin, or to the garden island of Mino with its 150-year-old arboretum. Next, from Cologne along the Rhine and the Moselle routes. Starting from Cologne with its magnificent Gothic cathedral and carnival spirit, you can catch a train that winds along the bank of the Rhine River toward Mainz. Now, described by Germany's Stern magazine as perhaps the most beautiful romantic rail route in the country, the trip takes you through the upper Middle Valley Rhine Valley, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, past castles, forests, vineyards, and the famous Lorelei Cliff. Alternatively, if you change trains in Koblenz, where the Rhine meets the Moselle, you can head toward Trier, Germany's oldest city. This route follows the Moselle with plenty of opportunities to disembark for wine tastings at one of the area's many vineyards, and one good place to stop is the town of Bernkastel Kues. Then we have Hamburg to Zilk through the mudflats. There may be no better way to see the Hanseatic port city of Hamburg than from the water, and with the Deutschland ticket, you can ride with the city's ferry system at no extra cost, disembarking at places like the famous Fischmarkt or Fish Market. Once you've experienced Hamburg from the water, you can hop on the regional train to Germany's northernmost island of Zilk. Now, this train travels through the spectacular natural landscape of North Frisia, with its large UNESCO-protected intertidal sand and mudflats known as the Wadden Sea. For a surreally beautiful stretch, the train travels along an embankment right through the sea. On arrival in Zilk, travelers can use the local bus to get around, rent bikes not included in the Deutschland ticket, or just walk to the beach. Don't miss the region's most famous Fischbrötchen, or fish sandwiches. Then we go Berlin to Zittau into the mountains. Now, Klaus Schädel, the author of the guidebook with the Deutschland ticket from Berlin, traveled 32 routes from the German capital to write his eco-friendly travel guide. But the Deutschland ticket discovery that most delighted the longtime Berliner was a trip to the charming, largely undiscovered historic city of Zittau, about 3 hours to the south near the Czech and Polish borders. The city is nestled at the foot of the Zittau Mountains, which are remarkable for their striking sandstone rock formations, named for the forms they resemble, praying nuns, a beehive, a brooding hen, a crocodile. From Zittau, you can travel into these mountains to Obin, on a small-gauge steam train that dates from the 19th century and part of the public transportation system. This train requires additional payment of a historical surcharge of €10 per person per day. Next, München to Füssen and Cinderella's Castle. From Munich, with its beer gardens and one of the world's largest museums for science and technology, the Deutsches Museum, you can board a train to the historic city of Füssen, about a two-hour ride through the foothills of the Alps. Now, this route brings you to an area known for its mountains, lakes, and castles, and features spectacular views of the peaks of the Ammergau and Allgäu Alps. Now, in Füssen, which calls itself the highest town in Bavaria, you might also want to stop to eat local at Allgäu specialties such as Gaspatten, or homemade noodles mixed with regional cheese, or the local Sisi-Tort, which created in honor of the Austrian Empress's 19th century visit to the city. From Füssen, a short bus ride will take you to the Neuschwanstein Castle. That's Walt Disney's inspiration for Sleeping Beauty's castle. So there you go. Lots of fun there in Germany for the Deutschland ticket. Interesting. Well, from five stunning train trips, let's expand our journey as writer Polko Karatz tells us about five train routes that highlight the beauty of Europe. Now, his article appeared in the March 2025 issue of the New York Times. All aboard. Europe's railways have rarely inspired as much excitement as they have in recent years. Train companies eager to capitalize on this newfound enthusiasm have been racing to add new destinations, revive old ones, or simply provide more seats on popular ones. Others have gone for luxury charters aimed at recreating the opulence of train travel in the past. With travelers now spoiled, the selection focuses on some constants, tried and tested routes that are easily accessible and offer the kind of beautiful scenery that has been a source of delight to travelers for decades or even a century. Most of them run daily and come at no extra cost, and you can still have special details that will make your journey comfortable, scenic, and memorable. We start with Austria. The Transalpine from Zurich to Graz, Austria, is one of only a handful of trains with the Swiss Federal Railway's first-class panorama car. Its high, curved windows rise above the seats to reveal sweeping views of the Alps. In good weather, you can spend most of the 9.5-hour journey, it only runs during the day, gazing at a rolling landscape of mountains, meadows, clear lakes, and peaceful villages. Crossing nearly all of Austria, the train stops at popular mountain resorts, which have increased their variety of year-round activities like hiking, mountain biking, water sports, and farm stays to complement traditional winter sports. The dining car serves schnitzel and noodle and other local dishes with Austrian wines and will deliver your meals to your seat in first class. Now, there are breakfast options served with fluffy Kaiser rolls starting at 6.60 euros. That's about $7.15 U.S., and then Mons at 11.40 euro, and a seasonal menu with vegan and vegetarian options. Graz, Austria's second-largest city, has a pleasant historic quarter on the banks of the River Mur and is a good starting point for a Central European adventure thanks to good onward connections to Vienna, Prague, Budapest, and beyond. Tickets from the Austrian Federal Railway start at about 40 euro in second class, 60 in first. Look for the train numbers EC163 or 164. You can buy a 3-euro reservation, making sure to pick both the first class and the panorama car options to secure a seat with a view. On to Switzerland for our next stop. The Gotthard Railway, one of Switzerland's main alpine gateways to Italy, combines dramatic views with spectacular engineering feats. To make the most of the scenery, board the Treno Gotthardo, a direct service from Basel to Zurich to Locarno. Now, the train travels through the original Gotthard Tunnel from 1882 at above 3,000 feet. It spends about 10 minutes in the tunnel, allowing travelers plenty of time to take in the views on either side. You may be tempted to stop and explore the Italian-speaking canton of Ticino at the southern end of the route before heading to Milan or Venice on direct trains. Now, south of Lake Lucerne, the train climbs a series of bridges and spiral tunnels to reach snowy peaks before descending to Locarno on the palm tree-lined shores of Lake Maggiore. Now, the lake, with blue waters bordered by steep slopes, straddles Switzerland and Italy. and its tiny islands are home to elegant palazzos and lush gardens. Now, tickets to Locarno start at 32 Swiss francs, about $37 U.S., for rides departing from Basel or 24 francs from Zurich. They can be booked on the Sudesbahn website. Now, the trips from Milan to Rome to Sicily are among the longest direct train routes you can embark on in Europe. Though perhaps slightly too a great distance to travel by day, it can be a comfortable length for night rides. Now, two trains that once ran this route, the Frisia del Sud, or Southern Arrow, and the Treno del Sol, or Sunshine Train, played a role in the large-scale migration of Italians from the rural south to the industrial north after World War II. Today's travelers can order dinner or go to bed shortly after boarding and wake up to southern sunshine and coastal views. The highlight comes around breakfast time when the train cars are loaded onto Europe's east or last passenger train ferry, complete with tracks to sail across the Strait of Messina to Sicily. The final leg of the journey is a scenic coastal ride to Palermo or Syracuse. Tickets for the Trenitalia to either Milan or to Rome are started just under 50 euro and for a coachette in a basic four-person compartment. The three-sleeper and single cabins with private bathroom are more expensive, and all fares do include breakfast. Well, our next stop is Scotland. Shortly after leaving Glasgow, the line turns north, traveling between glistening lochs and heads to untamed highland wilderness. After 3 hours, trains reach the Corora station, set in the vast moorland accessible only by foot or rail. Corora has a cafe and many walking routes. The station is famous for a scene in the 1996 film Trainspotting, in which Ewan McGregor's character sits surrounded by mountains and rants about how unbearable it is to be Scottish. Well, further on, Fort William is the ideal stop for a hike up to Ben Nevis, Scotland's highest mountain, or a ferry to the Isle of Skye to explore its castles and dramatic shores. And before reaching Mallig, trains crisscross Victorian area Glenfinnan Viaduct, popular with filmmakers and seen most recently in Netflix's The Crown. And the local carrier, ScotRail, runs several trains daily. One-way tickets start at around £20, that's 26 U.S. dollars. ScotRail offers travel passes for a set price if you plan to stop along the journey. And then France, and we're going to be on the train de la Côte Bleue. Now, named after the blue waters of the Mediterranean, this train from Marseille to Maramis takes about 2 hours. The route owes its popularity to its first section to the fishing town of Martigas, with skirts white cliffs directly along the sea. Now, it recently underwent critical work to ensure its safety and keep it from closing. The best approach for this day trip, leaving from the heart of Marseille, is hopping on and off the train along the coast to enjoy the local attractions. Now, from El Laste station, you can embark on a walking tour of sites that inspired painters like Paul Cézanne and Georges Braque. A seaside trail from the Néolan to the Cape Magine takes you through the succession of Calanges, rugged limestone coves resembling miniature fjords. Now, Calanges on the Côte Bleue are not as unspoiled as the national park south of Marseille, but a tiny port and an imposing railway viaduct tower over the blue waters, like in Magine, add their own character. Now, the port of Sucé-Palépin is a short walk from the train station and has several spots for dining on the water. And in Martigas, a bus can take you to the center of town, where canals are lined by pastel-colored houses. Tickets from the French National Railway Company, SNCF, start at 1320 euro. A day pass for the Bouches-du-Rhône department, which includes Marseille, you can hop on and off as many times as you like for 20 euro. So there you go. Lots of fun there for some travel. And we are going to wrap up with a final story concerning a special train facility. It's about a future train car and connections to North Carolina. The Sacramento Siemens Train Facility has an Amtrak contract, and here's what they're building. The article appeared in the Sacramento Bee and was republished in the October 15, 2023 online edition of the News and Observer. The unveiling of the shiny blue Amtrak passenger coach caused employees at the Siemens Mobility plant in Sacramento on October 11, 2023, to hug each other, take pictures with coworkers, and feel good about the moment. Dozens of the workers present had been involved in the construction of the first Amtrak Aero car. 577 of these cars are expected to be produced at the facility over the next several years. Shipments of the cars to Amtrak should begin by the end of 2024, so you may be able to see a couple of these here and there in the next few months. The $4.9 billion Amtrak contract with Siemens Mobility Incorporated is the largest in the company's history. All the construction is being done in Sacramento at the 2,500-worker facility, which spans 60 acres and contains dozens of buildings. Siemens Mobility is a subsidiary of Siemens AG, the German manufacturing conglomerate based in München. Now, we've been working with Amtrak since 2010, said Michelle Cahill, Siemens Mobility president of Rolling Stock North America, as the train car was unveiled at a press event in a big warehouse building. This is a prototype to make sure what we design is buildable. The train car was indeed real, Cahill pointed out, but it seemed like part of a Hollywood prop because there were no seats inside. They were still being designed. Cahill said the car would serve as a guide to making sure design flaws were found and future cars were constructed smoothly. Roger Harris, president of Federally Chartered Amtrak, said the train car looked better in person than in paper. And what could be a good sign for Siemens, Harris said, Amtrak officials were in discussion about purchasing more train sets for more markets across the country. Harris put in a plug for President Joe Biden's infrastructure bill, which allocated $44 billion for Amtrak in late 2021. He said the new train cars purchased with the funds from the infrastructure bill will bring more frequent services and expand the appeal of rail service. The current order with Amtrak extends to 2030. The first new trains should start operating on Amtrak routes in 2026. They will replace aging Amtrak train coaches that are 40 to 50 years old. Harris said the trains will have panoramic windows and more comfortable seating, with movable headrest and seat-back tablet holders. He said trains also will have a redesigned cafe car and come with individual power outlets, USB ports, onboard Wi-Fi, and better lighting. He said the first new trains could be on the Amtrak Cascades route, which offers service between Eugene, Oregon, and Vancouver, British Columbia. Harris said that would be followed by Amtrak's Northeast Regional routes. Siemens officials say they have added 299 employees to the Sacramento facility during 2022 and 23. Cahill said he expected the current worker total of 2,500 at Sacramento would continue to grow, but Amtrak President Harris emphasized American manufactured supply chain that will create jobs outside of Sacramento. So, probably be getting some more updates on all that in future episodes of Armchair Traveler. For today, that concludes our journey on this edition. We hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll be back with us next time. I'm Mike Edwards, and I've been reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and I remind you the content of the program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Armchair Traveler is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. That's ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, direct them please to 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.